Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, June 19th, 2013, and today we are talking primarily about the G8 summit just concluded in Northern Ireland. The G8 summit is a meeting of the world's top eight economies, the richest countries in the world, or as some people would say, the most bankrupt countries in the world. But anyway, these countries meet periodically and they talk about economic matters. That's what they're supposed to talk about. But this meeting was dominated by foreign policy, by confrontations between the world leaders over foreign policy. President Obama defending his decision to arm the Syrian rebels with heavy weapons. He said, "This does not mean he is taking sides in a religious war." It's what he said. Well, I ask myself, if that's not what it means, if it doesn't mean he's taking sides in a religious war, what then does it mean? Well, the president was accommodating, and he answered my question, and this is what he said it means. Quote, "What we're trying to do is take sides against extremists of all sorts in favor of people who are in favor of moderation, tolerance, representative government over the long-term stability and prosperity for the people of Syria." Well, I suppose I'm not the only one that understands and believes that that is just complete nonsense. President Assad in Syria ran and runs a secular state, and the Al-Qaeda-backed rebels we are supporting run a brutal Sharia-type state where there is no representative government. What a silly thing to say, but anyway, that was what the president said, and we're supposed to believe him. It is obviously a complete, total fabrication, but we're supposed to believe him. Just like when he said that he is not listening to our phone calls, we're supposed to believe him, and the news media march in lockstep and put forward this explanation. Well, to Obama's credit, he has rejected calls for immediate airstrikes and for no-fly zones. His Secretary of State, John Kerry, called for immediate airstrikes, vetoed by the Joint Chiefs, and agreed with them, President Obama. John Kerry, the Clintons, and the Republicans love war. They love airstrikes. They seem to love all this killing, death, and dying. Well, anyway, Obama is resistant, a reluctant warrior. Good for him. Well, furthermore, the G8 in Northern Ireland, as I said, just finished, and the president and his wife off on a tour of Europe and Africa. He was invited to speak at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin by Angela Merkel. He met there. He spoke there. And when he spoke there in 2008, and he was just elected a recent Nobel Peace Laureate, he was hailed a conquering hero. 200,000 showed up to hear his speech. But this time, only 6,000. Some of his hero status, his godlike halo, starting to wear thin with people, I guess. Anyway, he's off after Berlin, speaking around Europe and then to Africa, where he will be doing the same thing. In this G8 summit, he met with Vladimir Putin, the leader of Russia, privately and in front of reporters. There is no friendly detente there. Mr. Putin obviously disrespecting President Obama to his face and to the reporters. He said publicly, Putin that is, that that Washington's statements about sarin gas and chemical weapons being used by Assad is all lies. No evidence of it at all, he said. He found no common ground with the president. Mr. Putin seems to understand that once Assad falls in Syria and Syria is in friendly hands, Iran would be next, then Russia and China. He seems to understand that, and so he takes action on behalf of Russia. He acts in the best interest of his country, Russia. If only we had somebody who could act in the best interest of the United States. But no, we don't seem to have that. Whose interest are we acting in behalf of? Who knows? but it certainly doesn't seem to be in our best interest. Well, there were some economic things discussed at this G8 summit. Primarily, they talked about how to squeeze more taxes out of people internationally, how to get international corporations that set up straw companies in other countries to be responsible for taxes back in their home countries. Everybody's scrambling for every last penny they can beg, borrow, or steal so that they can continue their profligate ways for a few more years. The other thing they talked about was resistance to kidnapping for ransom, encouraging companies not to pay ransom when their foreign workers are kidnapped. Just let them be killed, they say, and then the kidnapping will stop because there's no profit in it. That is another thing that they talked about. Well, it's not hard to determine that another region-wide conflict appears to be inevitable in the Middle East. Just because it's inevitable doesn't mean it's imminent. Who knows when it will happen, but anything could set it off at any moment. Hezbollah, terrorist organization fighting for Assad, Iran and Russia on their side, and on the other side, the United States allied with other countries in the Middle East, primarily Qatar, Saudi Arabia. Now Egypt has cut off diplomatic relations with Assad, and of course Jordan. It is not hard to see that the slightest thing, a missile attack, an air attack, a false flag terror attack, anything like that could set off another region-wide war, which could be very dangerous. Russia and China see Syria as the last line of defense before Iran falls, and then each of them, and they are not amused by that thought whatsoever. As I said, President Obama spoke in Germany, and Angela Merkel, outwardly friendly, but lecturing him on NSA spying, saying there have to be limits on this spying. No friends anywhere the president seems to look. No happiness, no joy, just confrontation everywhere. Nobody wants to make jokes or be friends. He tried the joke with Putin, but was rejected. Well, in the meantime, the United States just deployed 1,500 more Marines with their arms and equipment to Yemen. Yemen, a small desert country on the southern tip of Saudi Arabia, just across the Red Sea from Djibouti, Eritrea, and Somalia. 200 additional Marines went to the capital of Sana'a to join the other people already there. Something imminent looks like in Yemen, something getting ready to happen there. U.S. drone attacks tripling in recent months. Now we also have 4,500 troops in northern Jordan, right on the Syrian border. The U.S. occupying everything, occupying the Middle East, occupying the world. Well, that is about it for today, folks. I will leave you with something. Is the U.S. trying to gain supremacy over the world? It appears to be that way, doesn't it? But let me leave you with something. And that is from Mark 8:36, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Well, here in America, it seems to be an awful lot of money that we don't have. Our civil liberties, our Constitution, our representative form of government, our democratic process, these are things that we give. That's the way I see it anyway. Wednesday, June 19th, 2013. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle, folks. Thanks for listening.